Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I told you all of the dignitaries are here because it's opening day. And Mr. National joins us right now live on the field. Ryan Zimmerman in a dugout that he called home for many, many years as a ball player. Now, of course, serve an important role as a higher up within the organization. Ryan, thank you for the time. Opening day, it's one of those kind of holidays in sports where you got to do some reminiscing, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you know, it's the home opener. The first week is where you have a couple times you have two or three opening days. And it's kind of that fun little kid feeling where, you know, a new season's upon you. And, you know, whatever happened last year doesn't really matter whether that was good or bad. And you work your butt off all winter to get ready for this. And honestly, by the time spring training's done, I think me and all the guys in there, too, would tell you they're ready to go. So it's a fun day.
Did you ever get nervous? I mean, it's still 162, and you have so much to go, so many at-bats, so many things to grind through, but it's still just a little bit different, right?
Yeah, and I don't think it's nervous, but everyone would ask me that question. Like, you always have kind of the butterflies in your stomach for the introductions and the, you know, the running out on the field. I always said when or if you didn't get that, it was kind of time to go home, because it should mean something to you. I mean, you're a big league ball player. I think when you lose sight of how hard it is to actually be here, you don't want to take it for granted. And I think that was the most special thing about opening day every year is, you know, you get a chance to play Major League Baseball. And I think a lot of the kids in here are getting that feeling for the first time, and more to come are going to get that feeling soon. So it's an exciting time.
It's funny, as a fan, that first game we put so much weight on. Like for Josiah Gray, he made one of his hopefully like 33 starts this year, and he gets hit pretty hard and it didn't go well. And my text chain with buddies is all like, oh no, JoJo's regressing. You know, everyone's going crazy. As a player, though, you get the four at-bats. If you see that 0-0-0 after the game, it's one of 162. But do you have that same feeling like it means a little bit more that day?
I mean, you're going to go 0 for like 30 more times. It was the same thing like with Finnegan the other day and talking to him. Like, he goes, it's still better than I started last year. You know, last year, yeah. Like, and then he went like 40 innings where he gave up like two runs at some or something crazy like that. Yeah. So, like, yeah, this game, man, like, you know, that's the beauty. And another adjective that would probably not be said on the, like, of the, like, that's what makes this game so great and so terrible is we play so many games that you have to stay level, whether you do great, whether Josiah goes seven shutty or he gives up whatever he gave up the other day. Like, you got to learn how to, like, learn from it, both good and bad, and move on.
Which of these young guys has really impressed you, whether it's ability-wise or just, you know, that kind of mentality that you're talking about?
Yeah. You know, having a chance to be around for a whole week down there, like, it's going to sound like a cop-out answer, but, I mean, they all kind of impress me. I think the best thing about all these guys is, first of all, they all want to be better. And, like, for their age, I feel like they're very high baseball IQ, high character people. And it's fun to be around guys like that, you know, guys that care about each other. You know, so hopefully, you know, there's 8 to 10 of them that have a chance to be good players. I think we all know not 8 to 10 of them are going to be good players, but if 4 or 5 of them can become good players and, you know, the next year or so play together, whether it's down the minor leagues or here, and learn how to, you know, build that core that we had from basically 12 to 20, then I think you have a chance to do something pretty cool.
Ryan Zimmerman with us. Before we let you go, 16 years ago, first game ever in this ballpark in 08, you hit the walk-off home run to beat the Braves. I was just watching that highlight, weirdly, a couple nights ago. That's what I do. I just watch weird highlights. That's how I spend my evenings. But what do you remember? Was there either a story or just kind of an anecdote about that night? Because I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that's got to be near the top of your opening day memories.
Oh, 100%. I was never really a good opening day player, I don't think. I don't know my stats, but I feel like I never did that great on opening day. So that one was obviously special. But, you know, I'll say it again. I've said it before. I think us getting this stadium was really the beginning of the organization. You know, RFK was great. Obviously, you guys are passionate DC sports fans, and RFK holds a special place in lots of people's memories from childhood, and it's a generational place for people. But it wasn't a baseball stadium, and I think, you know, the first years, couple years there were fine. It wasn't bad. I'm not saying anything bad about RFK, but having our own stadium, a place for our fans to come, and then obviously how it's been built up around it, you know, opening the stadium that night, having a place for us to call home, and then it's crazy to think that it was that long ago. But, you know, I just think it's that was the beginning of our organization, and to be able to do what I did on that night was, like you said, something I'll never forget.
Thank you as always, bud. Enjoy the day.
Yeah, have fun, guys.
Ryan Zimmerman with us on Grant and Danny. He's got more important business to tend to now than chopping it up with us, but great to see Mr. National to kick off the day. I can't believe that was 16 years ago. I know this is such old guy radio, but I remember walking into the ballpark that night, and full disclosure, grew up a Baltimore Orioles fan. I was not yet really transitioned over to full Nationals mark, and I came over to this neighborhood where my father once worked over at ADM Street, and true story, they used to have to escort, he was just a defense contractor for the government, they would escort people to their cars after hours after they worked because it was so unsafe. And so I come to this neighborhood to go to the game, metroed over, first time in this ballpark like everybody else. And Zim hits that walk-off home run. There were no restaurants. There were no bars. There was really nothing to do around here. It was all just a promise and a hope. But I will never forget the feeling as that ball cleared the fence that night. It felt like, even though they'd been back for a handful of years, baseball's back in D.C.
There have been a couple of those milestones, right? That night, I think, is one. Steven Strasburg's debut is another. And you could probably pick out a couple other moments over the course of this ballpark and this franchise. Because, I mean, he referenced it, Zim did moments ago. But when they first came to RFK, the officers were in trailers that flooded. And you have to punch a rat in order to go sit down at your desk. And, you know, the power would go out. It was just a mess. It wasn't really supposed to be, used for more than a temporary amount of time. And, of course, getting this ballpark and as the anchor now in this neighborhood, everything is so different. And it really was, this was the catalyst, right? And those moments were the catalyst for the catalyst, right? Those initial times where you go, baseball's left here twice, right? You don't think it's going to leave here again, but can this really work? The answer was yes, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.